Do you ever wonder if there's deeper meaning behind the universe? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from David Reeves, who studies the cosmos and astronomy to find the deeper meaning behind it.
You know, as I look out to the stars at night or the moon, I look and I see how big God is. But, you know, I hear some people say, but look how small we are. Yeah. And I think it's really a matter of perception.
Well, yeah, that's true. A lot of people think how small we are or maybe how insignificant we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people out there believe that there is no meaning. Like what I mean by that is that there's this Big Bang happened billions of years ago,
right?
You know, theoretically. And then, you know, as the universe began to expand, planets started to form, and the Earth and life itself in our solar system is just a random expansion of protons, neutrons, electrons kind of coming together, and then boom, you have life, and there, boom, there you have you.
Right.
But there's kind of a depressingness and almost like, an interesting thing about that, because when you look at some of these pictures from Hubble Telescope, honestly, when I look at it, I'm like, that's so beautiful. And for me to think that's beautiful, it makes me think there's got to be deeper meaning to this universe.
Yeah. And I think about when you talked about all this coming together, that I definitely didn't come from a fish. So,
okay. Yes.
Just kidding. But the Bible talks about in Genesis 1:14 that God said, let there be light. That means sun, moon, and stars. He created those things for us to look at and to see. And they were for signs of the times. And so we're going to hear more about the universe and how there is meaning to it. Stay tuned to hear David Reeves after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Elite Nails and Spa Towers and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Dreaming of a relaxing manicure, pedicure, and to die for nails? Make your dream a reality at Elite Nails and Spa, where they always take the time to leave you feeling sensational. Come see them at the corner of East Hamden and South Tower Road in Aurora, or call them at 303-955-7112. You'll get a 10% discount if you mention this radio ad. That's 303-955-7112.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathleen Lay, host of the Real Life Radio Show.
This is Evangelist Ann Lay, and we wanted to thank you for being a faithful listener to Real Life.
Yeah, and did you know that we have a prayer line just for you? If you need prayer, please feel free to give us a call at 877-480-4477. Also, we have monthly partners who receive a CD set of 6 of our shows every month. If you'd like to help us to reach more people through your generous donation, please feel free to give us a call, 877-480-4477. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is David Reeves, and he's going to share with us a little bit about creation and how his life was changed just by seeing the solar system. Oh. So let's welcome to the show. David, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Now tell me a little bit about your upbringing and what the beliefs were in your home.
Well, you know, I was raised in a strong Christian home. From an early age, I accepted Christ, and it was always something that I'd sort of accepted, but I'd never actually looked into or researched just how powerful creation, or we might say today, nature is in actually confirming the existence of a creator. And so as I grew up around 10 years old, we as a family got a telescope, and that was pretty fun. We saw the comet Hale-Bopp, and I got interested in astronomy, but late in high school, I started using some larger telescopes, and the telescopes got bigger, the technology got better, and when I connected a camera, a DSLR camera, to the back of the telescope, and it's kind of an art to it, there's more to it than just that, but I took a picture through the telescope, astrophotography, photos of space, and I guess really one of the first ones was the Great Orion Nebula, which is a dust cloud in the far expanse of space. It's way out there. But I could not believe my eyes. It was truly spectacular. Oh. And I said, wow, this reminds me of a verse in Psalms that says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. And so at that point, I guess I really said, how can I use this as more than just a hobby? How could I actually use this to reach other people with the gospel and the whole truth that everything is designed with a purpose? It's not an accident over millions or billions of years. That's kind of how it got started.
Wow, that's amazing.
Wow, and you said how old were you at that time?
Well, you know, around 17 years old, I think, is when I really started getting into the larger telescopes and the astrophotography. Mm-hmm. But that sort of led me on a journey. Mm-hmm. I started to do a lot of research into cosmology, into astronomy, and I realized that there were some problems with Big Bang chronology, the whole idea that the universe came about as an accident about 14 billion years ago. Mm-hmm. And the more I did research on that, I said, well, this is incompatible with what I read in the Word of God. It says that in the beginning, God created everything, and he did it in 6 days. And so the more I began to study, the more I realized that it's not just astronomy. It is absolutely every aspect of creation, whether we're talking about astronomy, biology, paleontology. I've had the privilege of digging up some dinosaur bones, which are, again, showing just how they confirm the global flood of Noah's day. Oh. And so all of these things are bringing us back to what the Bible already said. It's like science is this amazing thing that we can study, and when interpreted correctly using real observable evidence, it points us back to God.
Wow. When you look out there into the universe and see these stars and planets, do you feel closer to God, or what does it make you feel like as you are studying these things? Because I never looked through a huge telescope, so I can't imagine seeing these things out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, it makes me feel small. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It makes me see just how tiny we are, not just us as people, but the Earth. The mm-hmm. Earth is this object, it's floating in space, and it is tiny compared to the vastness of the universe. Right. And I look out and I see these giant spiral galaxies full of color and detail, and I say, this is unbelievable. We are tiny. Yet, when we think about it, God cared enough about us on this little rock floating in space to send his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to this planet to save us from our sins and offer us eternal life with him. And that means that he cares a lot about us. We aren't small. We are actually fearfully and wonderfully made with a purpose. We're not accidents, the result of random chance. We are here for a reason. And one of those reasons is to glorify our Creator.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Because, you know, a lot of people, they say, well, when I see the vastness of the universe, it causes people really to doubt, David, you know? And the fact that you were talking about more about how God sent his son, how did you really come to grips with us being super unique and the earth being unique?
Well, you know, different people look at it different ways. And there have been people throughout the history of science, they've looked at it and they've said, hey, we're just a pale blue dot. We're nothing special.
Right. That's what they say. Yeah.
But when I start to study how astronomy works, and I realize that, for instance, the spiral galaxy that I look at through my telescope, the spiral arms are winding up. And using real science, we can see that these things are actually winding up. Well, if you track that back, it doesn't take very long for you to realize that the universe can't be billions of years old, that that galaxy would be completely wound up and turned into nothing more than a ball of stars if the universe were billions of years old. That is actually pointing us to a creator who made us with purpose.
Then
I start looking at all of the other aspects, including our distance from the sun at 93 million miles. If we were just 10% closer to the sun, we would burn up. Life would not be possible.
Right.
Why are we placed in this position? We're very special in our creator's eyes. And in Isaiah 45, he said, thus saith the Lord, God himself who created the earth, he formed it to be inhabited.
Wow. That's amazing.
You know, you are still a pretty young guy, but you have so much wisdom and the research that you've done is just amazing. And I know that from this, you started to really share with people the discoveries that you've had. Where can people get a hold of you if they want more information or they want you to come share more information?
Absolutely. Well, at the very start of this, I formed a ministry, David Reeves Ministries, and we're based out of Nashville, Tennessee area. But I would encourage people to check out our website, davidreeves.com. That's davidreeves.com. and sign up for our free email updates, because each week we send you a free short video on science in the Bible. It's like 2 or 3 minutes. It's extremely powerful. And we look at some aspect of science and show how it's pointing us back to what the Bible has said for thousands and thousands of years.
Wow, Amen. That's powerful. Amen. Well, there are people listening now who are saying, I don't know if God is real, but this is pretty cool, especially smart people. So if smart people are listening, they can relate to you.
And you know what? If smart people, if PhDs are listening right now and they're having these questions in their mind, I would encourage them to watch our weekly TV show on TBN. It's called Creation in the 21st Century. And it airs every Friday at 5:30 Central Time. And you can relate that to whatever time zone you're in. But I will interview a PhD scientist nearly every episode of Creation in the 21st Century. And I asked them a simple question. I said, in your studies, what do you see? And they see increased complexity and design that could have never happened by chance.
That's wow. Amazing.
Creation in the 21st Century. And do you have a YouTube or anything, or is that just on TBN?
Yeah, that's weekly, every Friday on TBN. But we do have an extensive YouTube. Just search for David Reeves Ministries, R-I-V-E-S. And we have over 200 short videos on science and the Bible. It's completely free. It's a resource that people can use when they're asked these challenging questions and they don't quite know where to turn. How do I answer this from a biblical perspective? Well, it's really easy, and we show you the science to back it up.
This is powerful. Great information. Thank you for doing these studies and all that God has shown you through creation. And we're going to pray for those who have been questioning, maybe some scientists even listening right now. So, David, thank you for being with us again. That's davidreeves.com. Thanks, David.
Thank you so much.
Father, we just thank you so much for all of these science that actually backs you up because you made science, Lord. But I just sense that there's someone listening right now, and you've always heard the message of, well, we came from nothing, and somehow you've believed that science has verified that there is no God. But that's actually absolutely not true. Science's main role was not to verify there wasn't a God. It just never took that into account. But the more you look at things, the more you look at the universe, and the more even you look at molecular structures of things, there's evidence that someone made that. Someone made you. And you can encounter a relationship with this maker. It's so simple. According to the Bible, it says that Jesus came to die on the cross for a relationship with you and I. We're special. We're not just nothing. So Jesus, we call out to the God of the universe and we receive you. We want to encounter that walking relationship with you. We ask for that, Lord God. Reveal yourself to us. Make it work for us in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.